So, Vince, you just signed a deal with the Cleveland Browns. Phase one is done. Talk about this road back for you.
Tough road. You know, definitely happy for the opportunity. You know, with the owner, the big guy, Mr. Haslam, and, you know, Mr. Farmer giving me the opportunity to, and Coach Penny to give me the opportunity to continue to keep the phrase going. Kind of got over the first hump, but it's still, you know, not done yet. You know, got to get back to work more now. I mean, even more. Now you got time to be here and stay behind the scenes and put in a lot of work, because that's the biggest thing that a quarterback want to do is get into camp early and kind of learn the offense and go from there.
What does this second chance tell you in a sense? Because you're a top 10 pick, and the transition, as everybody's seen, to the NFL is as tough as it is. But now to be given this opportunity again and work as hard as you've worked to be there, put that into words.
I mean, it's a lot of hard work. I mean, you know, being, you know, after winning that Rose Bowl game, you know, doing some good things in Tennessee, and you know, the ups and downs. You know, the one thing that I don't do is quit on myself. Even though there's a lot of stuff going on, you know, I put a lot of trust in a lot of people, and it kind of burnt me in the long run, and as well as it's a learning process. So right now, I just wanted to continue to do what I can control, and that's just, you know, learning more, staying on top of your business, your craft, staying training, and spending a lot of time with people that just love you just for events and not the athlete vets.
It's one thing to talk about a message, but you're actually living the message that you preach now to actually, you know, earn this opportunity in a sense, play now moving forward. What can you tell a kid right now who's in high school or in college ready to take that next step?
Well, I just, you know, the biggest thing is, like a lot of people said, is that you probably look up to your peers and friends, uncle, family members like that, that they always say it's not easy. And I'm one of the guys living testimony of it. You know, I was talking to one of my friends. He was like, Vince, you'd have been from the high part of it to the low, from everybody hating, talking about you. And, you know, the thing that you stayed focused on was, you know, what's at stake and the opportunity that it might come back around, and you wanted to be ready. You know, I got some father figures that is in my life that kind of just say, Vince, continue being a humble young man that you are, and everything will play out like it's supposed to. So I just want to be that guy, to be that role model in the locker rooms, off the field, in the community. I just want that, you know, that be that person that somebody can look up to.
Finally, what's impressed you most about this organization here?
There's just a lot of history here, and just to be a part of it, you know, to be a part of the Dog Pound, been knowing about it for a long time, hearing about it. I had an opportunity to play here once in preseason and seeing the fans and the support that they have for the team. So this is a great opportunity. I mean, just being around the team right now and getting to know everybody. It's a lot of names. Trying to get used to that. But the biggest thing is what I like about it, everybody's down earth and they understand the message. And what we're trying to do is, you know, turn this, you know, organization back around to where it's supposed to be, and that's winning.